You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Act like gents.
Lyrically.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are here. We have made it. It is day one, week one, Giants week. B. Mitchell Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are getting ready for Sunday's game. NFC East opponent. This is it. This is the real deal, B. Good morning.
Yeah, we're off and running, brother. We are definitely off and running. The real deal. And, hell, shows start tonight, Jay.
It's it. Like, I parked outside and was walking up this morning. And the security guy.
Feels a little strange, though. Just two cars in the parking lot, me and yours.
I know, dude. After training camp where it's, like, packed all the way to the road.
Hell, yeah.
And I see the security dude is in, you know, the little gatehouse.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, JP, are you ready? And I could tell, like, the vibes have been amped up, man.
Yes, indeed.
To say the least. I think there's a ton of excitement around this team, coming off an NFC Championship game, coming off their best regular season in, 25 years easily.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you look at Washington and kind of everything they did, going 12-5, becoming just this elite, explosive offense, finding a quarterback.
Yeah.
We got word yesterday the game for week one is – a sellout. I think it's going to be jumping in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's we made it, B.
Listen, man, it's when you come and you have a season like they had last year, a lot of things change. Expectations change. More people get interested. But the ultimate thing is they have to stick to their guns of what they've been doing. You know, don't come out here trying to show nobody anything, trying to prove a point. Come out and keep working like they do. They just keep chopping wood, you know. They talked about how the brotherhood, the togetherness, they got to stick to that because they had success by doing that. Don't become somebody else now.
Totally.
Stick to that, and it'll work for you for a long damn time.
Yeah, man. Like, when something's working, you don't start messing with it.
There you go.
You know? And I think there's reason for excitement. It is reasonable excitement, and you don't back off it now, man.
Not at all.
I think there is just a lot to be excited about with this football team. And so I know yesterday a lot was said about yesterday's first time they released a depth chart, right? Because the unofficial depth charts, especially in the preseason, are hardly something to spend too much time over.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was an actual depth chart, right? As serious as you want to take it. And some of the things I think we saw are what I expected and good news for the organization, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
If you start with this depth chart, Connerly starting right tackle.
We kind of mentioned that throughout this time. We kind of felt that was going to be the case.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, is there some question? Because I think Wiley will end up starting at right guard. And Allegretti is kind of your primary backup to Wiley.
And they're starting at left eventually. You think?
I think Coleman might keep that left guard spot.
Well, the right guard spot is going to be
Cosmi.
Cosmi when he comes back.
Right. I think eventually, assuming everybody's healthy, which is a giant assumption on the offensive line,
mm-hmm.
but I think the vision for that O-line would be Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Cosmi, Connerly. And then Wiley and Allegretti give you great options, right?
Yeah.
Now, maybe Connerly starts at right tackle because Cosme's hurt. And, like, when Cosmi comes back, Wiley goes to right tackle. I'm not really sure that's what will happen.
Yeah.
But I'm also not so sure it matters because, like, what matters is what's going
on. They all going to play at some point.
What Docco says, like, I care about who's on the field on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so what we believe will be on the field on Sunday, it's interesting. They have it listed as Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti, or Wiley, and then Connerly. I tend to think that's going to be Wiley, but maybe it's Allegretti. You know, today will be the first injury report we see. Maybe there's something on there that we're unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now they – DQ does not give a ton of information on injuries. He's not alone. Almost every football coach like that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there. We'll find out today because they have to list it. The NFL requires it. They get fined if they don't. And – really, that's just a function of gambling. That's why that exists. But everybody tries to turn a blind eye to that.
Yeah.
Going down.
Got to make it fair.
Right. Going down the roster, the thing that seemed to create some hysteria yesterday, and I think this is silly, Eckler was listed as RB1, then McNichols, then Rodriguez, then Bill, Ja'Cory Cross.
I think Wisconsin made a comment last year about that exact thing. We have to just give you a list, and we give you a list. We're not telling you who's going to start right now. He mentioned that last year.
Especially at the running back position, where everybody's probably
going to
play.
Yeah, and then we're going through it again this year. The same thing that you got to understand doesn't make a difference until they hit the football field.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think all four of those dudes, I think all four of them could be active, Brian. And especially because McNichols and Rodriguez can help you on special teams. One thing that does stand out, though, at the kick returner position, punt returner, top of the depth chart, Jalen Lane.
Yeah.
That's what we expected from draft night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I think when he got drafted, you and I were at National Harbor for the draft day party.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately, like, looking then, was like, okay, that's going to be their punt returner.
Yep, at least that's what they hoped.
They tried to address this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see or happen to notice the top kick returner on the depth chart?
Who is it, Debo?
Debo.
Okay.
So if it is Debo there, if that is actually the plan, and maybe it's Debo, maybe I don't know who else would be back there, Eckler, McNichols, something like that.
We've heard them discuss it is more of a running back thing. Debo plays receiver, but people know Debo has that ability to be more like a running back, right? I can understand them trying to do it with him. I think, in essence, if Jalen does his thing at the punt return position and began to show he can still take that load of learning the receiver stuff, he may get that opportunity later, too.
Eventually, we're going to have to figure out the inactives. Maybe we'll play that game Friday, especially as we get some more injury information. But if Debo's really your kick returner, I do wonder if McNichols or C-Rod or maybe even Bill can be inactive for week one. I think for all the Bill hype, people are like, wait, now he's fourth on the depth chart? I would not read too much into that. Do you agree?
I agree totally. I'm not going to get into it with people. I'm going to let them think what they want to think. And I'm going to talk about stuff that makes a difference.
Your receivers listed, Terry is top of the depth chart. Noah Brown.
Really?
And then Debo. interestingly, because we know Kendrick Bourne was out here, you know, as it currently stands, all five of these receivers are going to be active.
Yeah, more than likely.
They got no option. You
Hell
know
no.
what I mean?
They got to go for it.
Now, if you get to six, maybe one of those guys is inactive. Now, we've gotten kind of our first look at the defensive side of the ball as well. If this is a surprise, Ertz is also top of the depth chart at the tight end
position. I can't believe that. Are you serious?
Yeah. defensively, I would say there are zero surprises. The only thing that's interesting with how they list this out, and I think this is more just a respect to the person and their football accomplishments, they list, you tell me. So, Wise, Payne, Kinlaw, Armstrong. That is what I think we all expected, right? Because if you remember, the last depth chart we saw had Miller starting as the end, and then Payne, Kinlaw, Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
So now they've listed this, Wise, Payne, Kinlaw, Armstrong, and then there's a separate OLB line where Von Miller's the only player on that line.
Mm-hmm.
He is the top outside linebacker.
Okay.
then Wagner, Luvu. So I would not, like, the way they've currently listed their depth chart has 12 players on it. I think that is showing respect and deference to a future Hall of Famer in Von Miller. I think everybody understands his role is going to be a little bit different. Or perhaps they've petitioned the league and they get to play 12 on defense.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is, Brian?
They're not playing 12 on defense. They're not doing that for sure.
Right. So I don't think folks need to stress too much on that. The only real, and this isn't a surprise whatsoever, I would say, but to have day one, week one, Trey Amos is starting, at the cornerback position. It goes Lattimore, Amos, Samardzija, with Jonathan Jones and Noah Igbinoghu kind of as the backup there. And then they list, I don't think this really matters, especially because these guys, the Strong and Free is it kind of isn't really how NFL defenses operate anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They have Will Harris listed as the starting strong safety, which tracks to me, and then Quan listed as the starting free safety. Interestingly, Reeves technically is the backup to Quan, not Harris. A lot of this is sub packages and you know, base defenses hardly exist in the NFL, and
too much to try to figure all that stuff out.
They're going to play three safeties at times.
Tons
but
of people.
Like, interesting, not...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think if you're reading too much into it, I think honestly what's cool, the first and the second round picks are slated to start week one. That is development and drafting and how you want to build a program.
Mm-hmm.
to me, this does track that maybe if you're trying to figure out your inactives for Sunday, it's going to be some collection of two offensive linemen, probably. I would guess Paul and maybe Fant, because then you have options in the interior and the exterior with Trent Scott. I wonder, Cahoe and Medrano, they're going to have to figure that out. Probably two of the D linemen.
One of those two playing, because they need some special teamers.
Well, and then I think Josh Johnson's inactive, assuming Mariota's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting. I wonder if Senator Yankoff are down. But to your point, you do need special teamers. So they've got some figuring out to do. And then the injury report will tell us a lot about that too. Because one thing we know about the NFL is there's always stuff going on that we are unaware of until they actually have to start writing it down. If you had to guess, the only, I guess, kind of question mark, and we won't get to see anything now because we're in regular season mode where we get to watch them stretch, basically.
Stretching, you didn't get the hell out of here.
Who do you think is the starting right guard on Sunday?
Starting right guard Sunday, I think it's going to be Wiley.
I do too. I won't be shocked if it's Allegretti. I'd be a little surprised. I think Wiley's been really good and really versatile for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they love Allegretti's a good player and a hard worker, and there's a lot to like there too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we need to really read too much into that. It's going to be an interesting day. We got our new – this is a Landfill classic, B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day. Landfill just put it out there like this, B. How much will the Commanders win by on Sunday?
Wow.
And your options are Commanders win close game, Commanders blowout win, Giants win.
You went ahead like that, Landy?
I'm not sure that's how I would have listed that.
Damn, Landy.
The poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits.
Let's skip all the little mumbo-jumbo. Let's go straight for the juggler.
Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. I think that AAA poll today is primarily based on the glizzy bet between Jeff and White Brian and if somebody's going to have to eat a boatload of hot dogs. I am, got to say, I'm fired up about the hot dog bet for Jeff and young Brian. Now, B, I had a tough night last night. How was your night?
It's good. It's cool.
So I was at Channel 4 for a while. Everything was cool. You know Derek from Channel 4. So Derek set up this fantasy league, and I said...
Crazy Derek?
Crazy Derek, yes. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. The draft was supposed to be last week. He moved the draft to last night. I have my college friends, a fantasy league I've been doing for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
We had that draft last night. So now all of a sudden, I have two drafts, both starting at 8:30 at night.
Which kind of how your life works anyway.
Dog, it was a disaster. And I'm a Yahoo man. I've done Yahoo Fantasy forever. I'm not against other places. That's just what I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And my college league is hella intense. It's 14 teams, so it's very large. There's keepers in it. It's large rosters. It's funky scoring. Like my college, I'm not very good at zeroing in on one thing anyway.
But, tell me.
But if I have to, my college fantasy draft is something I need to try to pay attention to. And so at the same time, I got Derek's league drafting on a different website that I've never done a draft on.
I think Derek knew it was your college draft to put it on this because he's trying to confuse you because you could lose on both of them.
He might have. Yeah, I mean,
saying.
Wouldn't put it past him. So I'm doing this draft. Derek also has... Usually you get a minute in between picks. Like, I've never done anything where it's not a minute. Derek's league is 30 seconds in between picks.
Well, that make you focus.
Dog.
Hyper-focus.
It is chaos.
It's crazy is what it is. So I don't play that crap.
So my first pick, and I'm not mad at this pick. I have the fifth overall pick. And yeah. I was going to take Jahmyr Gibbs, the Lions running back.
Somebody got him right before you.
No. Somehow my joint switched to auto draft, and I couldn't figure out how to switch it back.
So who you pick?
Justin Jefferson, who I'm not mad about, but I would have liked Gibbs instead. I try to play it cool about that. Like, all right, I'm going to get the hang of it. Nobody on the planet should complain about Justin Jefferson in fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
Draft goes on and on. This S just keeps switching back to auto draft.
Were they controlling your thing?
Maybe.
Did they set you up?
Yes. That's kind of what I think. So, B, we
kind of sound like something back in the day. Somebody set me up.
Yeah. We get to, like, the sixth or seventh round.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people I want to draft, and I'm clicking on it, and nothing's happening. Somehow I'm on auto pick again, and I can't get off it, and I can't figure it out. Meanwhile, my other draft is going on.
Question I want to ask you is, did you ask a question about why is this thing switching?
I finally called Derek.
And what did he say?
He's like, man, I got my draft. And he was sort of helpful, and then I kind of figured it out. But they proceeded to pick for me a kicker and a defense in like the seventh and eighth round. I would have never done that. I would always take those
I thought you were picking on Derek's draft, and he told you he got his own draft?
Derek's in the league, too.
But he won't help you out? Who set it up? He set it up, right?
He set it up.
So he should know the damn rules. He should know what's going on.
So, B, I start – there's a little chat function in the draft. And I start, shocker, complaining. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I don't understand. How do I get off auto draft? Like, I'm trying to pick this player or that player, and mm-hmm. I keep getting the defense. And Lauren Ricketts, friend of the program,
mm-hmm.
she's in this league too. Lauren's a sweet woman, and she proceeds to dunk on me so hard. She just replies in the chat, oh, I'm sorry. I remember my first draft, too. And at that point, I just shut up, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, you were talking. You were complaining too damn much. Somebody got to talk. I'm like, I'm hear you all day.
All right, this is fantasy sports. Everybody, nobody is here to help. And whatever, we'll see.
You're still in preseason. They're trying to go through the regular season, dog.
We will see how it goes. I cut all my fantasies way back to only doing two leagues. Now I'm doing three. I have a feeling it'll all go to hell. But you never know, B. You mm-hmm. never know. One thing I could consider is just moving to a new city. Just starting fresh, new friends, new fantasy leagues, all of it. And if I'm going to move, there's only one person I would call, and that's John Leahy.
Just like Javier and Alma, they wanted a new home, and they wanted something updated to help serve as a new beginning. But first, they need to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions at the same time and be hassle-free. Alma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 above the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. That's John dot an H. John, we're talking about our good friend, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs.
And here's the thing. If you are thinking about selling, but you know, hey, man, we got to paint this house. We need new shutters, and maybe we need new appliances. Talk to John. If you don't feel like putting that cash up, talk to John. He can help you tee up your home for market by getting you up to $50,000 up front to make repairs and upgrades. Then when you sell your house, it'll be irresistible to buyers and get you more money on the back end. You settle up with John for the money he fronted you at closing. It's easy, keeps cash in your pocket, and makes you more cash when you sell the house. Stuff like that makes a huge difference, and that's where John Leahy and the Fine Living Group have the expertise. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.